You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard here to the Football Gurus. Bit of a slow start there as we're again doing it live remotely here on the phone lines here at Fox Sports Radio New Jersey. It is week 18 of the 2024 regular season, and I know it's into 2025, but this is the penultimate week. This is it. So we'll find out who is going to make those last couple of playoff spots. Of course, the biggest game of them all being on Sunday night between Detroit and Minnesota. Joining me, of course, is the one and only Jack Thomas. Jack, how are you doing? Mac is not working. Okay, so Jack will join us in just a little bit as he's trying to get his mic working so he can talk to me. Also, my name is Mike. You figure that one out, folks. But no, seriously, it is the last week of regular season. Obviously, the playoff spots that are still up for grabs going into this week, the number 7 seed in the AFC playoffs, most likely will be Denver, but they need to win. Simply just to win, just to get in. If they do not, it gets interesting with the Bengals and the Dolphins both bearing down on them potentially for that last playoff spot. As far as the NFC is concerned, pretty much everybody's locked in as far as getting to the playoffs are concerned. This is more about seeding at this point. Obviously, the only division that's up for grabs in the NFC is the NFC South, Tampa Bay and Atlanta, duking it out right now for that division. And simply, again, Tampa Bay, if they win their final game, they are in. If they lose, and Atlanta should win, then Atlanta more than likely will get the division title and will make the playoffs. Now, of course, as I mentioned just a moment ago, Minnesota and Detroit, that is the game everyone is going to have their eyes on, Sunday Night Football. This is going to be probably one of the biggest Sunday night games ever. And that's saying a lot when you consider they've had, you know, over the years, you know, the Manning-Brady games, and they've had, you know, the Giants when they were playing good football at the time, you know, during the Eli Manning era. They've had so many great games over the years. This is going to be incredible. Both teams at 14-2. You got the Sam Darnold story. You got the Detroit Lions storyline, you know, being this team that's come out of virtually the basement over the last year, 2 years now, to become this juggernaut in the NFL. And the winner of that game not only wins the NFC North, they take the number one seed. The loser has to go on the road to face the NFC South winner next week in the wild card playoffs. So
let me chime in. Hi.
Oh, there he is, Jack Thomas, live in living color. Here he is.
How we doing, Mike?
How we doing?
Sorry about that technical difficulty. Well, we made it to the first Friday of the new year, 2025.
Yes.
Wishing everybody a happy new year. Hopefully you are healthy and you have joy in your life. Fantasy football is ending for a lot of teams after this weekend, so it's a big weekend for those in fantasy football. And, yeah, like I heard you starting to say, a lot of games are really going to be pressure-packed. So let's start it off right from the top. Oh, by the way, Mike, right before we came on, our promo played, and I want to discuss our promo, our picks that we did in September. Ready?
Yes, sir.
You made fun of my Cowboys, said they would never make the Super Bowl. Congratulations. You were right. I made fun of your New York Jets saying that Aaron Rodgers would be carted off on a stretcher. I was wrong.
Mostly.
But do you know, straight up, the one prediction that you and I made that was totally correct, totally spot on, and is still true? The New York Giants suck.
Both suck.
Anyway.
I'll say this about the Aaron Rodgers thing. I mean, maybe physically he didn't get carried off, but
yeah,
his soul was carried off on a stretcher. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah. All right, so it's week 17, Mike. Let's hit it up. Go.
All right, let's start things off. Saturday afternoon, we do it with the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. did you see the line for this game?
No. Was that the one that's like 17 and a half?
I had to do a double. I thought it was a joke for a second. It's minus 20.
Now it's 20?
Now it's 20.
Ooh. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
All right, well, here's what I'm saying. Because of that line, I will go with, you know, Cleveland, but Baltimore is going to win.
Yeah, I agree with you. Baltimore is going to win. Even I, of the, we're going to bury you, into bury your teams into the ground.
Oh, this is not going to be the Jimmy Hoffa one?
No, no. If this was the Jets, then I would, but
okay.
No. Minus 20 is too much. Cleveland will cover that, but they'll,
yeah,
they'll, the Browns, the, or the Ravens,
yeah,
the old Browns, the Ravens will win the game.
All right. So at least we both agree on that one.
Yeah. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is about the Bengals trying to survive and the Steelers trying to clinch the division.
Right, this is how I'm looking at it, exactly. You know, Pittsburgh's in the playoffs, way to go, guys. But they can still win the Central, so they have a big, you know, stake in the game. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati is holding tight, especially after last week's victory and everything. They have to win.
They do.
To make it in. But with Cincinnati also, there are a few other teams that have to, like, lose so that they can make it in. So I think it's going to be a good game. The line is what?
Well, it's not 20. It's only 2 points. Actually, minus two for Cincinnati.
Minus two for Cincinnati.
Mm.
Well, can't take that. And it's in the Steel Curtain Town, I presume.
It is indeed.
All right. I'm sticking with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. I know they struggled lately and lost the last couple of games, but they've had 11 days to chew on that last loss.
Sure.
I like Pittsburgh to win this game.
Sorry, Joe Burrows.
Sorry, folks. All right, here's one that's that, and that here's let's get this one out of the way game. Jacksonville and Indianapolis on Sunday afternoon at 1:00. Colts are 4.5-point favorites. I'll take the Colts, even though I don't, you know, both teams are terrible. So, but I'll take Indianapolis to win that game.
A couple of the games this week they're basically vying to not win, so
yeah.
I take it a higher draft pick. I mean, let's. Right off the bat, before I do this pick, let's talk about the Giants. They were in the number one slot starting last weekend because they won. How? I don't know why. But because they won, they slipped to number five already.
Mm.
I mean, so that's how it could happen with these draft picks. So this weekend, let's see, you're saying the Colts? Yeah, I like the Colts too, sir.
Yeah. And speaking of those New York Giants, they're going to be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles don't have anything.
They have nothing to play for, and we'll see if they're going to play anybody or for how long. Do the Giants continue to destroy their draft stock in this one is the question. I'm going to say no. I think the Philadelphia Eagles, even with backups, will have enough to beat the Giants this week. I'll take the Eagles, even with the -2.5.
Right, because as of now, Hurt probably will not play because they want him to rest up for the playoffs, and Saquon Barkley is not going to play. He basically has decided that he doesn't want to go after Eric Dixon's record, which I think is a class act. I mean, they don't, like you said, they don't have anything to prove, but they are playing the Giants. So sorry, Giants fans, Eagles will soar.
Yeah, well, so we're both in agreement there that the Eagles win. Hey, look, Giants fans may actually like that because then they can climb back up on the drafts and draft ratings. And why do I say that? Because another game that has an impact on the draft and also the playoffs, well, not really the playoffs for that matter, because the Buffalo Bills, like the Eagles, they have everything wrapped up. They have the division. They have the number two seed wrapped up. They take on the Patriots in New England. The Patriots gave them a bit of a run for their money last week, a couple weeks ago, Jack. And you know what? I think the Patriots are going to win this week at home.
Yeah, I could see that actually happening, Mike, because exactly that. The Bills are not going to risk injuries to their players going into the playoffs. So I'll go with the Patriots.
Yeah, why not? And that will move right along here, folks. So let's see, take a look. How about the Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers? Again, Packers probably, they really can't gain. I mean, they could jump up a spot or two in the wild card, but what's that matter? They're 11-5. They're probably not going to play anybody against the Bears, but it is the Bears. Packers are getting -10. That's a big -10. I may go Bears covering, but Packers win.
Yes, I agree. That point spread, yeah. I mean, somehow the Bears will just, like, stay in the game.
Yeah, they'll stay in the game.
Yeah.
How about the Panthers and the Falcons? That's always a barn burner. Go ahead.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's a game that you want to watch. I'm surprised they didn't make that the game of the week at 4 o'clock on Sunday. You know,
yeah, right.
Just to see those two play. The Falcons. Yeah, the Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons are getting 8 points.
Ooh, wait a minute. Okay, what?
Yeah, they're getting 8 points.
Ooh. I changed my pick, sorry.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they, you know, can cover that.
Okay, I'm going back to my annihilation factor. I'm going to take the Falcons and the points.
So this is the classic Jimmy Hoffa MetLife game for you.
Yes, exactly. Moving right along, speaking of Jimmy Hoffa, how about the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders? Your Cowboys are +6.5. They're underdogs to the Commanders in this one. What's your thought?
You know, I used to enjoy those types of games, the Commanders in Dallas. you know, coming down in the last week where whoever won actually won, you know, got into the playoffs this year. Don't have to worry about that now, do we?
Not at all.
Commanders.
I'm going to say the Cowboys win. I think the Cowboys got, you know, I mean, the Redskins, the Commanders have nothing to play for. I always do this. They have nothing to play for. I mean, they're pretty much locked in where they are.
Right.
I like the Cowboys to win the game.
All right.
Let's move right along there. Let's go here to Tampa Bay. If the Bucs win over the Saints, they are NFC South champs. They are 14-point favorites over the Saints.
Yeah. Point spread's going to make my decision, Nollins. But Tampa Bay will win.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Tampa Bay will win, but I'm also going to go roll with the points. I don't know why. I'm guessing crazy. Wow. So Tampa Bay is going to take it.
Two Jimmy Hoffa games there.
I love those. They're fun. Titans and the Texans. Both teams, well, the Texans are in. They're locked in. They're not playing for anything. The Titans, well, they're playing to lose so they can get a high draft pick.
All right, so then we go with the Titans.
There you go. Taking the Titans to win. I'm going to say the Titans win at home. I mean, the Texans aren't playing for anything, so I'll take the Titans.
Right.
Moving right along, Arizona and San Francisco in Arizona. Arizona's getting 4.5.
They're in Arizona?
Yes, sir.
San Francisco has just not been playing steady. It's been one good game, one bad game, one good game, one bad game. This is going to be their bad game. Arizona will cover.
I agree 1,000% on everything you just said. Everything.
Wow.
I'm going to take Arizona to cover and win. Let's see here. Raiders and Chargers. Again, Chargers not playing for anything in Las Vegas. Take on the Raiders. Chargers are 4-point favorites, though.
Yeah. Harbaugh's had a, you know, good first season, interesting first season, so I'll go with him.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with the Chargers. They'll do just enough to win the game. They're, you know, even their backups are better than anything the Raiders have right now, so I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. Rams and the Seahawks. Again, this is an important one. Rams needed just to, you know, pretty much secure that division. They're probably going to make it anyway, but they take on Seattle in this one. What are your thoughts on this NFC West battle?
I like it. I really like it that a lot of these games are mattered still. It's always good that Week 17 matters. Rams started off really slow. They had a lot of injuries, so they're coming on at the good time. I like the Rams.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like the Rams, too. They're playing great football right now. I think they're going to do just enough to beat a desperate and bad Seahawks team, and they'll move right along. So we got a couple other games here now in 425 slot that are going to have an impact on the playoffs. One being the Dolphins and the Jets. Now, it's not nothing to do with the Jets, but the Dolphins need the win, Jack, just to stay alive for a chance at the playoffs.
Right, but they have a lot of other teams that have to lose for them to sneak in. So, you know, they're going to go for it. I think they're going to go for the gusto, obviously. And they are playing the Jets.
They are playing the Jets. Now, I heard that they're not going to play Tua Tagovailoa at all this game. I guess he's just not feeling well or is hurt. So there's concern there. But it is the Jets. The Jets are a complete mess. Apparently Mike Vrabel was there, and apparently word is someone saw a man running out of a build out of the Jets facility, you know, wailing his hands, like, get me out of here, get me out of here. So that was Mike Vrabel. But no, I like the Dolphins to take care of the Jets. Out of a build out of the Jets facility, you know, wailing his hands, like, get me out of here, get me out of here. So that was Mike Vrabel. But no, I like the Dolphins to take care of the Jets this weekend.
I agree, sir.
Then finally we got the Broncos and the Chiefs. This one, again, the Chiefs, they got everything locked up. They're the best team in the league. They got the number one seed. Denver needs to win to get in. They lose, they're in big trouble.
And did you hear that Patrick Mahomes, another great season for him, was not selected to the Pro Bowl?
Really?
Yeah. I know, there's a lot of people very surprised about that.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that, you know, other quarterbacks will get a chance, but Patrick Mahomes, hello.
I guess they're thinking like, oh, they're the coming the
Super Bowl
and that game, the big game. The beep game.
All right, look, ladies and gentlemen, let's just explain why we just did that. As you know, the big game is going to be on Sunday, February 9th, okay? We here at Fox Sports New Jersey don't have an agreement with the NFL to do what other stations can do because it's a lot of money. So over the next couple of weeks, you're going to be hearing us refer to the big game, you know, that game on February 9th, just as the big game. Don't think that we're shying away from saying it. It's that I'm shying away from it, okay? I've had to tell everybody, don't do it, because we will be fined by the NFL and now.
No, I
don't need them owning us.
No, and plus, you know, I don't think the Giants, Jets, and Jimmy Hoffa need our company down there in the MetLife turf, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
All right, so we're going to go with obvious. It was the Chiefs versus, you said?
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Broncos get into the playoffs, but again, they're going to be another team that's going to need a lot of help.
Yeah, I think the Broncos do it. I think the Chiefs are going to arrest a lot of people, including Mr. Mahomes. It's a gamble for them because they're going to have another bye week after this. But I'll take Denver to win the game.
Yep.
And now for the coup de grace. The game of the game. The big game before the big game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is a game that you want week 17. All at stake. Whoever wins is the champion of, you know, their division. Those who lose, you're still in, but you have to go and play the wild card right away.
And on the road.
I think it's 1.5, isn't it? Or 2.5?
Actually, Detroit's getting 3 points.
Oh, it's up to 3. Okay. Whoosh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I want Detroit to do it. Yeah, Detroit.
All right, Jack's taking Detroit. I'm going to take the Lions as well. Look, the Vikings have been really good all year. Sam Darnold has been comeback player of the year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They've shocked everybody. Would I be shocked if we see these two teams play again in a couple of weeks in the playoffs?
No,
I would not. I kind of expect it. And who knows what will happen when we get there. But for now, I will take the Lions to win this game. What will be another barn burner in Detroit.
There you go, and I bet it's going to be another high-scoring game. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be...
All right. Well, you know, we can't leave without talking about the CFP. I mean, the semis occurred this past week, and they were very interesting games, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
The game that I enjoyed most, Mike, I don't know if you got to watch it, was Arizona's game.
I did not get a chance to see the Arizona State game, but I know it went into overtime, and Texas came out with victorious.
Double overtime.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I got to see firsthand Penn State because I was engineering the game for Penn State. That was a very good game. Last night's game with Georgia, what the heck happened? I mean, Notre Dame, where are they coming out of?
Yeah, I mean, think about this. All four teams that are in the playoff were all played in the wild card round of this tournament. None of the top four teams advanced.
Right.
That tells you everything you need to know that, you know, sometimes the bye week just doesn't work out, especially with college football, and they're not used to it.
Yeah, so like I said, next week we got Penn State versus Notre Dame.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And then we got Texas versus...
Ohio State.
Another little surprise, Ohio State, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they came on the Ducks, and they just, they shot them, they fried them, and then they ate them.
Yeah. That Penn State-Notre Dame game is so, that is classic college football. I mean, that's going to be great to watch. I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah.
And we're going to have it on our sister station, WMTR, next Thursday night.
That's right. That game starts at 7:30 straight up next Thursday night. You can tune to 1250 WMTR.
And the other one will be in the Cotton Bowl. That's, you know, Texas is going to have home field, but, man, Ohio State's on a roll. Wouldn't it be something if we get and I don't want to, you know, jinx anything, but wouldn't it be something if we had a all-Big Ten final?
It'd be really interesting, especially seeming though I thought that Oregon was going to be in it for the Big Ten because of the way they played all year. But, no, let's see. Mike. You're going to do a little wrap-up so I can get back into the other studio so we can go back to programming. So, again, Happy New Year, everyone. As always, bet smart. And, hey, always do not drink and drive. Now I'm turning it over back to Mike.
All right, folks, very quickly, again, we want to thank you for tuning in and listening. We're glad you could join us here as we go into the year 2025. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we'll be back next week. You know, even though the regular season is over, we'll be going with you throughout the playoffs as well, including that big game at the end of January, going into February. So we'll certainly give you our thoughts, our picks as we go through it. We look forward to doing that, and we want to thank you for tuning and listening. We'll talk to you next time. We are